signs suggest steady to firmer cash fed cattle trade this week. Plant-based proteins are becoming their own category, according to the MPD Group. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of February. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, but early signs pointed to at least steady trade. For instance, although too few to trend, there was some live trade in Nebraska at $124 a hundredweight, which was steady with last week. Likewise, two lots of steers from Kansas brought a weighted average price of $124.11 in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction. That was steady with the region's country price a week earlier. There were only 294 head offered in the auction, but 161 head sold. Another lot was passed out at $124. Cattle futures edged lower Wednesday with the lack of cash direction and light trade, especially light trade in feeder cattle. Other than unchanged to an average of 3 cents higher in the back three contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 19 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 48 cents lower. Corn futures closed mostly unchanged to fractionally lower, while soybean futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents higher, perhaps buoyed by recent Chinese purchases. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and weak on select, with light to moderate demand and light offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 55 cents higher Wednesday afternoon at $217.57 a hundredweight. Select was 73 cents lower at $212.37. Calf and feeder cattle prices were mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers traded $2 to $4 lower at OKC West in Orena, Oklahoma. The exception was mostly steady for steers weighing more than 900 pounds. Feeder heifers there sold steady. A day earlier, steer calves sold $1 to $3 lower, and heifer calves sold $1 to $2 higher. There were 10,381 head on offer across both days. Steers and heifers sold steady at Huss Platte Valley Livestock in Kearney, Nebraska, where there were 3,789 head on hand. At Winter Livestock in Dodge City, feeder steers weighing 7.5 to 800 pounds sold $1 to $5 higher. Steers weighing 800 to 850 sold $5 to $7 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower. Steer calves weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold steady to $5 higher. Heifer calves weighing 4.5 to 500 pounds sold $2 to $3 lower. There were 2,984 head on offer. Steers weighing 550 to 600 pounds traded $5 to $7 lower at Bassett Livestock in Nebraska, where there were 2,860 head. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds sold $3 higher. Heifers weighing 500 to 550 sold $4 to $8 higher, steady at 600 pounds, and $4 lower at 650 pounds. Finally, steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $2 to $5 higher at St. Joseph Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. Heifers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady to $4 lower, except for $6 higher for some top quality six weights. There are 2,420 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices leaked lower Wednesday, pressured by mixed quarterly earnings results and little betting direction from the State of the Union address. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 21 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 6 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 26 points. Plant-based proteins are no longer just a meat replacement, but now represent their own category, according to David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor and author of Eating Patterns in America. He explains that it's possible that protein overall is evolving into a category, be it animal meat, beans, nuts, soy, wild game, or other proteins, in forms ranging from beverage to center of the plate. Case shipments of plant-based protein from broadline food service distributors to food service operators increased 20% year-to-year in November, according to the NPD Group. Burgers represent the largest plant-based food service category and have year-over-year double-digit growth in pounds shipped to food service operators. Although plant-based burgers are popular across demographics, an analysis done with NPD's Receipt Mining Service checkout shows that smaller, more affluent households are the top buyers of plant-based burgers. About a quarter of the U.S. population, many of whom aren't vegan or vegetarian, say that they eat and drink plant-based beverages and foods as well as animal protein on a regular basis, according to NPD. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 7th of February. You can always find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.